Hi, Sharon.
Hi. Okay, so on the line I have the county with us.
Okay.
Okay, can I have your social security number or your case record number?
One second. Sorry, hold on. 206-628-241.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
206-628-241.
Your name and date of birth?
Dorothea Joyner, 10-18-66.
Address?
3127 Euclid Avenue, Philadelphia, PA, 19121.
How can I help you?
We're calling to check out the waiver where it's holding in the process. Is there anything missing?
Just a moment. Okay, so I see that we did receive bank statements. I don't see that they're requesting anything else. Was the life insurance policy also provided?
Yes.
Just a moment. Okay, so
is there any way we can escalate or anything like that?
I'm still looking, so just a moment.
Sure.
Okay, so I see the bank statements, but I don't see the life insurance policy. Was that submitted at the same time?
Yes.
It should be within the bank statements together.
So what I see is two different entries, and they're all bank statements and not – what's the name of the life insurance policy or company? I'm going through each page, and this is all maybe federal bank statements.
Hold on.
Janice, what do you have to say? What do you think about that?
I'm pulling it up right now. Just 1 second. Because I set in everything. Yes, here it is right here. Occidental Life Insurance Policy of North Carolina. It's spelled OCCIDENTAL. And that was sent in with the whole Okay, great. I don't know why you guys didn't get it. Even the Social Security award letter was in there as well.
Okay, so I scanned through all of this, and what I'm looking at is all Navy Federal. And then there's a separate entry, and this says, and this is just a letter from, it says, enclosed, please sign the requested statements. So that's scanned by itself, and then there's an entry, and then that's all the year's bank statements. Then the third one is, let's see, maybe this is it. No, this is more Navy Federal bank statements.
And you guys didn't receive, Shira, when you sent everything over, when I sent everything over with the award letter from Social Security and...
I'm looking now.
Oh, okay.
Looking at everything that was sent on my end, all the statements. I mean, a lot of them were sent. That's probably what she's seeing now.
Yeah, so I can, like, just scroll it down, and it's all Navy Federal. There's, so I can see each page, but it's all Navy Federal credit union stuff. Yeah.
Let me just see here.
Unless it was sent previous, like in December, there's some documents here. No, that's one of our.
I mean,
forms.
I'm looking here, Dorothy. I'm not even seeing. You did send me the life insurance, right? You did send that to me?
Yes. Yes. I definitely sent it.
Okay. I wrote the write out. You have the write out, the statement. Is it. Was this. I have a letter of closure. You see that on your end?
Closure.
Yeah, because it's the, it was two, it should have been two, I sent you two letters from the life insurance. It was the letter where it states that what the benefit, the death benefit, and it also was the other letter of how much it was. It was two letters. It said benefit description, and then the other one was the opening letter of who the life insurance was through and the benefit.
So from what I'm seeing here, and I could be wrong, but from what I'm seeing, everything that you sent me was just the bank statements, the letter, and the 500 and over explanation. I didn't get anything else. I'm looking again. I'm making sure. I'm not just saying it.
Okay.
I mean, I'm looking everywhere. Sent that in. So, there was a form that I wasn't able to open. That was one. The one that you sent me on February 10th, and the one that you sent me on February 11th.
Okay, should I just try and resend it?
So we don't have it, so I would say that we need to resend it. So for, you know, even if we're going to ask the expediter or ask for the reconsideration, if it's still missing these things, it's not going to go anywhere until they have everything.
He has it. I'm going to send it in right now, today. Can you put in to have somebody reach back out to her within 48 hours? Please.
I also don't see the letter. I heard you say that you saw the letter of explanations for $500 and more. I don't see that scanned in.
Yeah, no, it should be there. Let me see. Let me direct you a little
bit.
So
if you still
have
it, I would resend that as well.
But if you see on the message sent, I don't know if you could see by date, but February 18, there's a Word document
there's nothing in on the 18th, only February 21st, and it's the February 21st is all bank statements, nothing else.
February 21st. I don't see I sent anything in on the 21st.
So I might have, that might be the scan date. You may have sent it previously, but when it, the date that it showed up in the system is the 21st.
Thing is, if you're seeing the statements, those were all sent at the same time.
I understand that it could be sent at the same time, but you can send 15 documents and we only get 13, even though you sent them. So that's why I'm saying it's not here. I looked at every single page, and it's not there. And so to avoid having another delay, I would say just to resend it.
Okay. Would it be okay if we still put in that request of so she can get a call back from a representative down at the county?
Yes.
Okay. And, Dennis, you're sending in the...
I'm actually sending everything in, again, myself. I just sent it to both you and them, and I'm getting ready to send over.
You guys still haven't received it.
I just sent it. I mean, I sent everything, so I'm sending it all in again.
So again, the same problem is happening. I can't open it. You can't send it to us where we have to open something. You have to download the form and send it to us already downloaded, like a PDF. You have to convert it to a PDF. That's
which
what I think happened last time also.
Which form are you speaking? I didn't send it.
What you just said. Now, the 500 and over explanation. The county can't open up links or anything.
I did it as a document like you asked, and when you got it the last time, it wasn't a link, right? Because you was able to open it up and see everything.
Well, I'm saying as of right now, the last one that you just sent with the explanation of withdrawals over 500, you can't send it into the county like that, dear. You have to download it into a PDF or some sort of a form for them because they can't open it if it's a link. But you just sent me now the benefit description of the immediate death benefit that I'm able to send them. That's fine. That was done good. But the other one, it can't be sent.
Okay, so should I just make it into a screenshot and send it in as a picture? Would that make more sense?
County, is that something that can happen?
Yep, you can do it that way.
So we can do that.
Sending it right now.
Okay, so I have the tickets ready. I just need to confirm your phone number. I have 267-582-4809. Is that a good number?
Yes, or 215-681-6961. That's a better phone number.
Okay, I'm going to repeat it back. 215-681-6961?
Yes, that's correct. And I'm sending in two more things, so 1 second.
And what's Dorothea's, what's the Social Security number?
206.
Or can I have the case number?
I don't have the 51/258-4289.
Okay, so would you like the ticket number?
No, just the case number is fine. And I guess, Dorothea, you're sending me everything else, right?
Yes.
Okay, so someone's going to be reaching out to you, you from the county, correct?
Yes, within, so today's Friday, they would have until the end of the day on Tuesday to call back.
Okay. All right. Fine. So I'm just waiting on that.
All right. Is there anything else I can help you with?
On my end, I think we're good.
Okay.
Dennis?
Thanks for calling in.
Yes, that's it.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for participating in the Department of Human Services survey.